Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord. It's you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The presence of the Lord is
here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's just good to know that the presence of the Lord is here. Because when you're in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, you are in that place of favor.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can feel the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
And I'm going to get my blessings right now.
Yes.
You better know it. The presence of the Lord is here. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Sunday morning. We welcome everybody here to our morning service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We want to welcome you all today. I have to say, 2021, my God, this year is really flying by.
Oh, we made it. That's right. That's right. August the 1st. It looks like we just hit January 1st, and here we are already August the 1st.
Yes, Lord, God has kept us. Amen. Lord, God has protected us. Amen. Through everything that's going on, through the pandemic, everything that we've experienced this year to this point, just thanking God for the new day, new mercy, new grace. Lord, God is doing a new thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me trust God to do the new. Hallelujah. The new. Amen. In the name of Jesus. How many are tired of the old? Say, oh, Lord, do a new thing in me. I wake up each and every day and say, Lord, do a new thing. Oh, Lord, whatever it is that you have for me to do, oh God. Hallelujah. Let it be done. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everyone today. We just want to welcome you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. Amen. If you can pray for one, we want to pray for you and pray with you.
Amen. Amen. I like to say this every single time we meet together. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because God is good. And he's more than worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're just so excited. You are about what God is doing, what God has done, and what God is about to do, because we trust God to do it. You know, I was telling a young lady the other day, I said, when you pray and you believe and you pray, and then expect God to do it.
Yeah.
Expecting God to do it for you. Amen. So welcome again, everyone. If it's your first time with us, we want to pray for you and pray with you. We ask that you pray for one at this time so we know it's you, and we'll bring you in. Welcome, everybody. Minister Lord Green. Welcome. God bless you and your household. Amen. And Sister Dillard and Brother Joel Washington.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome,
that's
welcome.
Right.
Everyone
welcome.
That's
welcome everyone that's online, that's streaming online. You could have been anywhere, you know, but you're up this morning. You're right here in Sunday service with us. So we thank you for inviting us into your home. And we thank you for coming to church. Every single one that's in Louisiana, we welcome you. You know, we welcome every single one that's in Chicago.
Yes.
Every single one that's in New York.
New York.
Every single one that's all over that came to Sunday service. So welcome. Welcome, welcome. We are so glad to be together on one accord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
That's what we're here for, lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's power in agreement.
Yes.
There's power. And as we pray this morning, amen, if you can just open up your mouth and, hallelujah, receive the prayer, and it shall be unto you as we pray, amen, that you will open up your mouth and receive up your mouth and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And any prayer that go forward, hallelujah, and it's for you, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, believing it, receiving it, and expecting God to do it. If it's healing for you or for your family, if it's your finances, your relationships, your marriage, your work, your job, whatever it is, your business, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. If it's something that you want to, you need to be delivered from. You have an addiction and you've been fighting that thing, and we're praying about addiction and being delivered. Receive it. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever that is that's been plaguing you, your body, your life, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free today, amen, in the name. Don't let it go by and you don't jump on. If the bus come out, you need a ride. Why wouldn't you guys get on and go, amen? That's what it is for you today, to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy wants you to be quiet. He don't want you to open your mouth. He wants you to stay silent, because he knows there's power that's in your mouth. When you open up your mouth and you say, I receive it, not just receive it, in the name of Jesus, amen, and it shall be unto you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We just thank God for the word, amen. My, he spoke the word, and it was, hallelujah. He spoke it, and it was in existence. We have the same power. We have the resurrection power on the inside that we can declare things, and it shall be established in this world, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, don't give everybody your word, because there's power in your mouth. Oh, my, come on now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We're going to pray this morning.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If there's one that needs prayer.
Yes.
There's one that needs prayer at this time. I know we're doing little things that are different this morning, amen, as we're led by the Spirit. But there's someone right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. Don't hesitate to press one. If you're needing prayer, not just for you, but for your family, for your friend, for your mother, whatever it is that you want to pray about, let us pray this morning. Let us come into agreement. Let us touch in the grace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, going to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving, knowing that God is bowing his ear down this morning. Amen. And he's hearing and answering our prayers right now in the name of Jesus Christ. By faith we come, combine our faith with your faith this morning, knowing that God is moving, hallelujah, mighty, because we serve a mighty God. Come on, everybody, just open your mouth right now. Give God our praise and glory, because it is God that has kept you and not yourself. It is God's Spirit that is in you that gives life to your body. Come on, he is worthy of your praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus, come on and let us have the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
We can pray to God. Devil, you are a liar. You're defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. It was done on the cross. It was finished.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. Hey, shut it in.
Church. All church. Let's work together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Welcome,
evangelist.
Welcome.
Thank God for this blessed day, and my brother is still in ICU, but he's doing great. I spoke with him yesterday, and I'm standing in agreement for prayer that he not only is physically healed, but spiritually and emotionally, and that he really gives his life to God. And, you know, and he said that that's what he wants to do. I spoke with him. I said, it's time. Stop playing with God. It's time. He let you make it through this for a reason. And you need to go ahead and get serious with God and the things of God. So he said that's what he wants. So I want us to pray his strength, that he is able to surrender, submit, and to let God into his heart.
Amen.
Amen.
We come into agreement with you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, concerning your brother. Amen. That he holy and dedicated his life to Christ. Hallelujah. He will rededicate his life to Christ, and he will walk according to the obedience of Christ. Amen. We pray right now that the mind of Christ will rise in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray right now for the God, hallelujah, that you would touch his heart and mind, oh God. Oh Lord, that change him, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That the whole will pass away right now, that the new man will stand. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, give him new eyes to see, amen, new ears to hear, a new tongue, oh God, a clear tongue of the worldly things, oh God. Let him speak your word, oh God, with the boldness and the covenant and the power of the Holy Spirit. Make him a minister of fire, and a shout out of the air. Lord, send the one, oh God, that will speak to him in his life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I ask you right now, how can I be saved, amen? What is it that I need to do, oh God? And that you will give him divine instruction and direction, oh God, that he will receive. Even in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we ask that you bless your sister right now, bless her home and all that you're concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let your lack of your goodness operate through the life of your daughter, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, lead all God down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. And we counsel every assignment of Satan and his evil spirits and his demonic spirits are coming against on our family. Blood of Jesus Christ. We declare the victory over you right now. We come against every sickness, virus, disease, information, infirmity, or sickness of virus through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to push your words and die at the root and cut out and leave your body in a normal way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we know you to be a healer. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the healer of all our needs. Oh, you have a bomb of Gilead. It's your body, oh God, the healing bomb of Gilead right now. In the body, bringing healing. Hallelujah. For every organ, every system, every tissue, every bone, every ligament. Oh, Lord, sending up bones right now. We come against all the Lord, all of the arthritis, arthritis right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the Lord that you're healed, delivered, and set free. If there's anyone else right now, if you're online, listening and you're needing prayer, I want you to understand the power of agreement.
Amen.
The Bible says when there are two or more gathered,
come on, church.
It's just in agreement.
Yes.
Right now, let me tell you something. God is moving.
Oh,
and look here, God, you waiting for God to move, and God is waiting for you to move. Amen. I mean,
yes.
Brother Lawrence said this last week, but this is what God, he's waiting for. He's always here waiting for you to make that move.
Amen.
Amen. I remember a song when I was a little bit, say, if you take one step, he will do the rest.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that song, One
yeah.
Step?
Uh-huh.
He said, if I take one step, he will do the rest.
Amen.
So God is waiting for you to take that one step out of self. Coming out of self.
That's right.
And taking that one step to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So if that's you on today, right now, we're operating according to the order of the Holy Spirit and not our order. Amen. Hallelujah. See, a lot of us, we get the order of souls, but we don't get the order of the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for the order of the Holy Spirit on this line today.
Yes.
Because there's someone on the line today that is listening, or even your house that needs to hear this today. So come on in, because it is time. You've been up there too long, and if you stay up there any longer, it's going to take you on. It's going to take you on. Amen. The enemy is set up to kill, steal, and destroy every part of you and all that you have. I want you to understand that he is not your friend. So if there is one today, don't hesitate. Don't get distracted. See, the Holy Spirit was telling me this week as many of us are so distracted.
Amen.
The spirit of distraction. Hallelujah. It's so, it's the word prevalent. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
It's so many of our lives, we have the spirit of distraction. We're so distracted doing this and doing that. And we can't get the fullness of what God is trying to do in us and for us because we're so distracted by the scenes of everything that they said that glitter ain't gold. And we're so distracted by those things that are glitter, whether it's the conversations, whether it's trying to get more money or get more things. And we're so distracted, but this is the enemy trying to get you so he can destroy you, so he can kill you. Amen. I want you to understand right here today. Amen. If that is you and you're needing prayer, if you're needing deliverance, see, it's hard for you to deliver yourself. You need somebody to come help you get you out of the hole. You need somebody to help you to get you go in, untangled in that net. See, you cannot deliver yourself. You need somebody to help you be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't fool yourself thinking you can deliver your own. The Bible tells me that you is better than one. So if that is you on today, that's been trying to deliver yourself. I want you to know you're still not delivered. Amen. Even when we need the post office to deliver something, we don't go to the post office and try to deliver to ourselves. Amen. You gotta get someone and come deliver something to you. Hurry up to a phone. So if that is you on today, that said, I need to be delivered. I want to be spoken for you. Can you help me? Hallelujah. Because God is quick to all trouble work that can do it. If that is you today, even before you can see your healing, deliverance has to take place.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. If that is you on today.
Hallelujah.
If that is you on today.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lust and perversion. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Depression, suicide, homosexuality.
Yes.
If that is you today, sickness and pain, infirmity, affliction. Yes. If that is you today, gossip and greed, gluttony.
Yes.
If that is you today, hallelujah, self-righteousness, self-centeredness, self-criticalness. If that is you today, worried. If that is you today, call to be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If that is you today, poverty. If that call to be delivered on today. Why are you waiting for? Because you're not part of the next hour or minute. You're not part of the day long. If that is you for that, come on and let's get delivered.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ as we come today. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, deliver us.
Hallelujah.
Deliver us, oh God, when we've been, hallelujah, huh? Oh, Lord, when we've been broken down, oh God, and beat down, oh God. Deliver us right now, oh God, from the spirit of anger, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, from the evil one right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, deliver your children that's on the line today, oh God. Oh, Lord, I want to open up their mouths and say, oh, Lord, I receive in the name of Jesus Christ for this. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you increase their faith right now to receive, oh God, the deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and be set free and be healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. You have the power with God for your love and praise and thanksgiving. We all have the power for you. Hallelujah. As your Lord and Savior, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we plead our Father today, oh Lord. We know that travel gives us, oh God. Come out also the spirit of God has come away against them. Amen. And let our angel, the Lord, chase them from our presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, the comfort of witnesses, and our hands are gifted, oh God, touching us with things that we have not done. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we depend upon the real Lord, oh God, because you first loved us, oh God, and taught us how to love. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to send your leadership, angel, oh God, hallelujah, and ask you to place your hedge of protection around us, to protect us, oh God, from our enemies, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as we cry out, how long will you look and do nothing, oh God? You have declared so many fires and things that no one who is, hallelujah, is catching your anointing, oh God, or do your part from your harm, oh God. And we decree and declare, now as our anointed children, oh God, that no one protects us, amen, according to 1 Samuel 26 and 10. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you on today, oh God, in all the days of our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, we give an offering of thanksgiving this day, oh God. Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God, right now in the life of your children, Father. Bringing healing to our bodies, oh God. Let restoration come right now, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you know we just want to say thank you, oh God. We pray for the loss of this world, oh God, that they too may be found, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, pronounce your children, oh God. Oh Lord, make us beautiful of fire, oh God, that we will speak your word with the fire of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we just, we have the resurrection power on the inside. Thank you, Jesus. That we can decree in the car right now. That we're sealed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That we're blessed and we can never be cursed. Amen. That we're victorious through Christ Jesus. That we're overcome through Christ Jesus. That we're the righteousness of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. That great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. We declare the battle that we don't fear what the devil man can do, oh God. Oh Lord, we see your Lord, oh God, the creator of all things, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh Lord, it's you that have kept us and saved us. It's you, oh God, that had a plan for us, oh God. Lord, we're for the foundation of this world. And we just want to say thank you. I thank you for the life of this truth of my husband, oh God. It is you that have kept them, oh God, when the enemy tried to, oh God. But you said no, oh God. You gave your angel charge over him, oh God. And you told him, oh God, even me a week or two ago, oh God. All over the enemy child, you said no, oh God. We just want to say thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's you that kept our mothers and brothers and sisters. Our children, grandchildren, and children to come. Our heaven is a mother. Well, oh God, we can't thank you enough. If we had a thousand tongues of peace, we still can thank you enough. Yes, still we say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we bless the name. Oh, Lord, bless the latter day is greater than our beginnings, oh, God. My Lord, my God, we declare and claim the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want, oh, God. For your body is strong, oh, God, and erect us, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. My Ishakaya, my God, my God. We thank you, oh, God, that we are washed clean from forgiving all of you, all unrighteousness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are the power of the earth and the light of the world, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are filled with our Holy Spirit upon us, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are blessed and are going out and coming back in the name of Jesus Christ, that evil one has no part of us, amen. We just want to say thank you for Christ has saved us, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we bless the name, Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you just have your way right now in this service, oh, God. We give it all over to you, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We cast our burdens down, amen, and those that we picked up, not even our own, oh, God, we cast it down, oh, God, at your feet, all our cares and worries, and we decree and declare that we are blessed.
Amen.
That we are blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let us receive right now fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh fire. Amen. Fresh revelation, fresh strength, and fresh manna on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We give it all over to you right now, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
over all today and all that we love and all that we have and all that we will have. We decree and declare the blood protects us. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every time that rise up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, touch every heart and mind right now. Right now, Father. Touch every part of mine, oh God. Right now, oh God. At the sound of my breath, so you request that they give it to Shadama. They call it a bull Shadama high. Yen in a kiddie be Shadama, they call it a bull Shadama. Receive it like the Maddie here. Right now, every chain, every stronghold, every circle, every prison that the enemy has put you in, we decree and declare that you're delivered right now. And it is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's feel free right now. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, remove every spiritual cataract, oh God, that's been keeping us blind, oh God. Oh Lord, remove every spiritual deafness right now. Oh, loose our tongues, oh God, that we can speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the Father's blood that we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any counterfeit or substitutes. Amen. We are called after the kingdom of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We speak to every medication that we're taking or every supplement. Hallelujah. To do what it's commanded to do and nothing else. We come against every adverse shot effect of any kind. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we're healed right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're not growing old, we're growing stronger in the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, my God, we thank you when we love you. Yahweh God, we call upon you. Move. Right now, oh God. Over 6,000 is broken, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Wherever the enemy has found division, oh God, we pray for divine unity right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, where there's been chaos, oh God, we command peace to come and be still. Amen. When there's been unforgiveness, we command forgiveness to come and be still. In the name of Jesus Christ, where there's been lack, oh God, we command more than enough to come and be still. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ right now, hallelujah. Where there's been no love, we command love to come and be still right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, where there's been sickness, we command healing to come and be still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, well, there's been hate, hallelujah, we command love to overrule, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ right now, let favor, oh God, let your favor come upon your children, amen, oh Lord, let's receive supernatural favor, supernatural blessing, supernatural healing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, by faith we receive it right now, and it is so, and it shall be no other way, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but him in the promises of God, in the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us that believe. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love him. For God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you receive it, if you receive that prayer, if you pray that prayer by faith and you believe it, so shall you shall receive it now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
We bless you. We bless your name, Father God. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
I prophesy right now in the name of Jesus Christ with the mantle that God has placed on my life as an apostle that we are blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are new opportunities are ahead. Amen. Breakthrough is ahead. Amen.
In
our finances and support. Amen. Hallelujah. In our marriages. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, even with our children. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever the enemy has tried to use your children. Amen. Or your spouse. Amen. Or even use you. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that it's been turned around for the good. Amen. That God has turned that thing around for your good. Even right now, if you believe it, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Even while you're able. What is going on right now, God has already turned it around. Just receive it. Hallelujah. We expect it to happen right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone that has come against you on your job, in your home, anywhere, we decree and declare that God is turning around. We serve a God of turnaround that is turned around right now for your good. We're supposed to go up, it's going down. We decree and declare it's going up, and things are supposed to go down, that's going up. We command it right now in the name of Jesus Christ for it to go down. Amen. Wherever it's going to go for your good, we decree and declare to be that way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, for we thank you, Father God, for your bowed ear this morning, oh God, to answer our prayers, even while we're still praying. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all here today. I thank you all for being in order. Hallelujah, with the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. You want to say something?
Amen. I receive that prayer, Apostle, that you led right now, you know, in the name of Jesus. And I thank the Holy Spirit, you know, for being present, you know, right at this time, you know, where we're all are praying, you know, our prayers are being answered right now in the name of Jesus. And I receive it, and I believe it, and I receive it right now. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all once again. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank Jesus for the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the helper. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. So when things slip our mind, he brings it back to our remembrance.
Right.
Amen. Glory to God. We're going to prepare for our communion, to take communion this morning, you all. And we're going to welcome Brother Joel again to bless us with a song as we prepare to take our communion. And then we get back on the line and we'll be ready for communion. Amen. God bless you. At this time, we'll have Brother Joel. Brother Joel.
Good morning again. I'm just so glad to be here. And God is good. I want you to know that he's good.
Amen.
I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Shine on me, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God bless you so much, Uncle Joe, you know, for blessing us.
Thank you.
You know, with this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you,
you know, for letting the Holy Spirit use you in such a mighty way. You know, now, these are things right now. I mean, what you're doing right now is something that, you know, we all enjoy. We all struggle to receive, you know, from your anointing that's on your voice. I tell you all the time, you know, God has really anointed your voice to be able to bless. And I am blessed, brother. Thank you.
Yes, he really
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
Oh, I need thee. I wish I could sing that song like that.
Yes.
That's my favorite song. I was over here just shaking,
yes,
shaking my hand. I was like, yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
I need thee every hour.
Yes.
Hallelujah, every. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, let us get ready to take communion. Amen. God bless you. Everyone that's just now coming in the Sunday service, welcome. God bless you. God bless everyone. Good to see you, Sister Connie, and everyone else that's here. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let us take our communion. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take the cup and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood which I shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you, Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that because of your finished works, hallelujah, your finished works right there on the cross, hallelujah, we remember what you have already done, and we take a stance, hallelujah, every single day of our lives to what you have already done, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, that we can commune with you, hallelujah. We thank you that you told us to do this as often, hallelujah, hallelujah, in remembrance of what you have already done. So we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, you know, they shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God. Your word said, let each of us examine ourselves. So let us examine ourselves now, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Christ Jesus, for forgiving us for all of our sins. We thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us of all of our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that because of your blood, hallelujah, your blood, it cleanses us. We thank you for your blood. It cleanses us from all unrighteousness, hallelujah. We thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, hallelujah. Every single one of us, every single man, every single woman, hallelujah. You went to the cross for every single one of us. And you took every single one of our sins, hallelujah, with you to that cross. All of our transgressions, you took all of our iniquities, you took all of our trespasses, hallelujah, to the cross with you, and we thank you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, hallelujah, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. So every single thing, Father God, that is broken in us, hallelujah, are healed because of your body. For your word says, by your stripes that we are healed. So we say, by your stripes that we are healed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us and for touching us and for healing us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we take this bread right now, hallelujah, which represents your body in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. For your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus, he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Your shed blood. Thank you for your blood.
Thank you.
We thank you, hallelujah, for your blood, because your blood is our atonement. It justifies us and sanctifies us and redeems, hallelujah, redeems us, and it cleanses us, and it washes away all of our sin. Thank you. What can wash away all of our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we thank you for your blood. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Christ Jesus, and we thank you. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody, hallelujah, do say amen. Amen, amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Receive it by faith. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be back with the preach word from Apostle Paul when he commanded. Stay right there with us. God bless you all again. Be ready to receive. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ooh, God is so good, and his mercy endured forever.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter research, a prolific dissertation. Oh, if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter all bread of life, God. All meat of hunger, Lord. Water of thirst, Lord. We magnify you.
Yes.
We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God. And what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 No matter who we are, we must pray. We thank you, Father, that
yes, Lord.
You created us. You created us to pray. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone. And we thank you that we have made it to the message. We have made it to the meat, the meat where it's time to eat this part of Sunday service. Hallelujah. We thank God for our sister in Christ. We thank God for this great shepherd that God has anointed. He has appointed her, you know, in this office of pastor. Hallelujah. From birth, hallelujah, had already appointed her, you know, to be his prophetess, you know, for nations. Hallelujah. We have just witnessed how God have elevated her, you know, to be his apostle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His
Amen.
Apostle.
Yes.
So we thank God, you know, for our sister. Hallelujah. We thank God for our beautiful, a wonderful daughter. If she's your daughter, if she's your mom, if she's your friend, hallelujah. We just thank God,
yes, Lord.
You know, for my beautiful wife, hallelujah. We can say so much about her, you know, that's willing to every single day, you know, get in position to be able to get a word from God, hallelujah. But not
Amen.
Just for herself, you know, to be able to bring it to every single one of us. So much love, so much love, so much care, so much kindness. Hallelujah. So everyone, help me to receive my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, brother. And hallelujah, Pastor. Don't say amen. God bless you, my husband. I thank God for everyone that's here in Sunday service on today. And I just thank God for what God
yes.
is doing, what God's about to do. If you could just open up your mouth, come
amen.
On, let's give God all praise, glory, and honor, because he is
hallelujah.
Worthy of our praise. Amen. And more in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank
glory,
you, Jesus. Because
glory,
God
glory.
Has
yes.
done it all. He did it all. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take
yes.
your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Through me
yes.
in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease. So that you may have all the increase in me right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life right now. Lord Jesus Christ, you are
yes,
the author
Lord.
And the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Amen. Let my kingdom come, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now in service. Amen. According to Isaiah 60:2, amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us, and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory in your presence, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our daily bread, that our spiritual bellies will be full, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you and we need you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. God bless everyone. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm going to try to slow down, but I just get so excited about the things of God and God's people. So I have to, my God, slow myself down. Hallelujah. Sometimes my tongue gets to go and I have to, when you call it, you have to put on the horse to bring them back. When you call it, say, yeah, God, put them out. I said, come on back. Come on back. So I'm going to try to slow it down. I'm not going to keep you too long. The word today is God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Leave us a prayer that God do a new thing. Lord, change me, oh God. Make me more like you, Father God. We're asking God to do a new thing. But I'm here to tell you, God is doing a new thing. But will you accept the new thing that God is doing in you and for you? My Lord, my God. See, some of us, we want to hold on to the old things. Amen. We don't want to walk into the new, but we're asking God to do a new thing, but we're afraid of the new. Amen. But I want you to understand when God does a new thing, amen, it's for the betterment of your life. Amen. And those that's around you. The message of today is God is doing a new thing. But will you accept the new thing that God is doing in you and for you? Hallelujah. I want to start off you all in the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. I want to start right there in the Old Testament. Why is that? Just see what God is always doing, a new thing. I want you to understand you all. Each and every day that we wake up to new mercies. Amen. New grace. Amen. So God is doing a new every day. Amen. You all like you were never seen yesterday. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is doing a new thing today. Hallelujah. And we go up to the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to try to bring it down a little bit. Because I'm so excited about the new thing, because I'm always asking God, Lord, do a new thing in me, amen, because the old try to keep on creeping back in, and I got to declare the prayer that I'm a new woman in Christ, amen, my steps are new, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't go where I used to go, because the old will go there, but the new has a new walk, amen. So today you all, I say to you, God is doing a new thing. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 43, verse 15 through 21, Isaiah 43, 15 through 21. Come on, hear me, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 43, 15 through 21. The Bible says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings up the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it. Amen. I will even make a wall in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostrich, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my children. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. God is always doing a new thing. See, when man says, God comes in and do a new thing and makes it possible. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand God is doing a new thing in your life. When it's been dry off, bold your God has said, I'm going to spring water off in that case. I'm going to do a new thing, but don't be afraid of the new thing. Because God is doing it for you and in you to save your life. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Are you ready for the new? Hallelujah. Are you ready to be ready? You can't keep talking like, I still will beat you down. No. So you're going back to the old. God has done a new thing. Walk in your newness. Stop going back into your old way. Declare the car, I'm going to walk in my newness. And I'm going to keep on standing in the newness. I ain't going to turn back. Ain't no turning back. My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just to break down the scripture just a little bit more. Amen. See, when we look here at the book of Isaiah, this section pictures a new exodus, a new coming out. So people are once again oppressed. After Israelites had been enslaved in Egypt before the exodus, see, they would cry to God and again, and he would hear and deliver them. See, a new exodus would take place through a new wilderness. Amen. The past miracles were nothing compared to what God will do for his people in the future. I want you to understand that God is about to do a new thing. He's not going to do what he did before. He's going to do a whole new thing in your life. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you for the new thing, oh God. Do it right now, Lord. Higher. But will you be ready, my sister and my brother, for the new thing that God is about to do? Will you continue to hold on to the old? We got to change it, my brother, my sister. I'm about to do a new thing. Are you Just trust God for the new to come.
Amen.
I know you're looking at your phone and saying, well, how am I going to do that? I know you're looking at your health and I've been here so long. I just kind of got comfortable with being uncomfortable. But God is saying, I'm doing a new thing. But will you trust me for the new? He said, hallelujah. His last chance. He said, hallelujah. I am. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. He said, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. He come out there, boy, shout out. I told him I'm trying to come down, but I'm excited about the new thing, that God is about to do a new thing. And that's what it's already happening. Hallelujah. 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 When you have faith enough to receive it, hallelujah, and the will of God to walk in it, amen. I'm not talking about your will. I'm talking about the will of God to walk into the newness, amen. Because your will will keep you in the past. Your will will keep you reflecting on those things from the past and not being able to move forward into the newness, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, hallelujah. You're made new. You're new in Christ, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we go over to the book of Ephesians, amen. What I want to say is we go over to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 17.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. While you all are getting there, I want to say this. Even when Jesus came, amen, and when he went and he called the disciples, first when he called Peter, hallelujah, when Jesus called the 12 disciples, first Peter, he said, I will make you fishers of men, according to the scripture in Matthew 4 and 18. He didn't call them to be the same. He called them to do a new thing, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He didn't say, okay, you're going to be a test collector. You're going to come over here, you're going to still collect taxes to Matthew. He didn't say, you're going to still do this. He didn't say to the others. He said, no, I'm going to do a new thing. When a rich young ruler came and he said he wanted to have what Jesus had, and Jesus required him to change on something that he needed to do, that Jesus was going to do a new thing in it, but he was not ready for the new. He wanted to hold on to the old. But I want you to understand, hallelujah, when God does a new thing, hallelujah, it's going to change your life and the life of your children. My God.
Amen.
I want you to understand that some people, hallelujah, what's the comfort them is attached to you, that blessing, amen, is attached to you. You allowing God to work in you so he can use you, hallelujah, for the new thing, for the new work, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. When you look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, I'm trying to slow down. I'm excited. Hallelujah. You all can always go back and archive it and listen to it again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey.
The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, hallelujah, the Bible tells us in verse 17, hallelujah, this I say therefore and testify unto the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work at all uncleanness with greediness. Verse 20 says, but you have not so learn Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 22, I want you to understand this. The Bible said, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt, according to the deceitfulness. Verse 23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. Verse 24 says, and then you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. I want to say that God is doing a new thing. You can't go back to what you used to do according to the world and the world system, what the world is saying, because God is doing a new thing. There's a new path that you're taking right now. There are new vows. Amen. There are new commitments of your life that are not of the world, but there are God that turns things all new. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just to break down the scripture a little bit so we have an understanding. Here you are. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just to have an understanding, y'all. Hallelujah. As we walk into our newness, as we look at the scripture here, you know, our old way of life before we believe in Christ is completely in the past. We should put it behind us like old clothes to be thrown away. This is both once and for all a decision. We decide to accept Christ's gift of salvation and also daily conscious commitment, hallelujah, that we now are new creatures in Christ. Amen. The new, hallelujah, has come and the old has passed away. Don't go pick up the garbage and pick through it. You're no longer that. Amen. You're no longer that lustful woman. Amen. That angry man. That, you know, you're no longer that gluttony. You're no longer that gossip person. You're a new man, new woman in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are willing not to be driven by desire or impulse. We must put on the new world,
right.
Hallelujah, and head in new directions, amen, and have the new way of thinking that the Holy Spirit gives, amen. My Lord, my God,
amen.
God is doing
amen.
A new thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
My Lord, my God. The Bible says in Matthew 5:13-16, you all, I want you to understand, the Bible says here, we are now the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You are the old thing,
yes.
Hallelujah, the old thing is all, you know, blending into with the world, how the world is operating, when the world is operating in darkness, amen. See, now we are the light, amen. The Bible tells us, wherever there is light, darkness cannot dwell. We're doing a new thing. When we used to
amen.
Operate in darkness, amen, so we couldn't be seen and we could be sneaky and hiding, and, you know, we can throw the rock and hide the hand. No, no, God is doing a new thing in you and for you, amen. When you receive the newness, when you be the
amen.
Salt of the earth and the light of the world, and understanding you're not who you used to be, amen. You're not the old Mary, the old John, the old Barry, the old Clementine. You're not them anymore. You're a new man, a new woman in Christ Jesus, amen. If Christ being you and you being Christ,
yeah.
guess what? You're no longer operating in darkness. You're no longer the salt with no flavor. You're no longer those things. You're made all new. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to understand this, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If a season has no flavor, it has no value. If we Christians
Hallelujah.
Make no effort to affect the world around us, then we are little value to God. If we are too much like the world, we are worthless. I want you to understand God is doing a new thing. Walk in your newness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Walk in your newness. Amen. And just thank God for the new. Hallelujah. The new man, the new woman. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, take him on today. Amen. For the newness. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We look in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Hallelujah. Through 21. Hallelujah. And I'm going to repeat that again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 21. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. See, some of us think we can keep doing the same old thing, talking the same way we used to talk, living the same way we used to live, and saying, oh, I'm saved. Because when you get Christ, you get changed. When you get Christ, that's a new life. You start living a whole new life. You don't live the old life. Hallelujah. You're a whole new person in Christ. Amen. See, you got to ask yourself, am I really in Christ, and is Christ really in me if I have not changed? Because you receive a whole new life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you got to watch it. I can tell if you went in and put on something new versus something old. You can't come out and say, oh, that's a new jacket, these new clothes, and you come out with the same thing you went in with all of us. So you got to understand, because I don't worry about what people say, but we should be concerned about what people are saying, because they should be saying, I can tell that's a man of God, that's a woman of God. I perceive you to be a woman, a man of God. I can see that God did a new thing and changed you, because if it don't look like it, what are you really looking like?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because I hear it all the time, people saying, but I ain't worried about what nobody say. I'm going to wear this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to say this, I'm saved. You know, God forgives. But I want you to understand, don't be deceived, hallelujah, by your own self. Don't be deceived by your own self, your own foolish thoughts.
Amen.
I wanted to. You don't want to be accountable for anything. So you're going to tell yourself, you're going to feed yourself lies. Hallelujah. I want you to know, when you get Jesus, when you truly get Christ, and Christ and you get changed, you become new. Amen. You become
Amen.
New. When we look in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 21, I'm going to read you all. I'm slow down. I'm so excited. I know we have a little bit of time here. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 21, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things, I'm going to say it again, all things have become new. My God, all things have become new. You don't decide, okay, when my friends come over, I'm going to do what they do when they over here, and then I'm going to go back to doing what God has. No, no, no. All things have become new. The Bible says in verse 18, now all things are of God. So now that all things are new, now all things are of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is righteous. God is holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Verse 18 says, I mean, when we look at all things have become new, and then verse 18 says, now all things are God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. All things are new. Verse 20 says,
Amen.
Now then, we as ambassadors of Christ, and so God, we're pleading through us. Hallelujah. My God, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I want you to say God always had a plan to do a new thing to save his children. To save
That's
his
right.
children.
Amen.
Amen. And we are his children. Even as we as parents, those of us that have children, when they're coming up, we're always trying to make sure our kids, oh, we should be making sure our children are protected. Making, you know, doing a new thing for them as they grow older, as they get in age. The Bible says, Apostle Paul said in Romans 12:2, he says, and Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:11, he said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away. Hallelujah.
Childish
things.
Yeah. Amen.
So there's a new thing that is happening in us. We don't stay the same. God is doing a new thing. We don't stay a baby. You know, so we don't stay a teenager. We don't stay. You may want to stay there, but God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. So you try to say someone, God is doing a new thing, and you just holding yourself back. What's that
Hallelujah.
Saying? All things are old. Everything you want to be delivered from, you're asking God to do a new thing in you, you know, deliver you. But you still want to go back. You want to go back to sickness. You want to go back to hurt. You want to go back to poverty. Because that's what's left there, because you're afraid of the new, but you're asking for the new. And when you get the new, you become nervous about it. You become worried about the new thing. Hallelujah. You become stressed out about the new thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's too much. It's too much to read the Bible. It's too much. This God, and this is too much for me. Because
My
I'm doing
Lord.
A new thing. I'm doing a new
Lord.
Thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at scripture here, and I'm going to be wrapping up here in the next few minutes, you all. When we look in the scripture here in 2 Corinthians 17:21,
yeah.
I want you to understand,
yeah.
Christians, we as Christians are brand new people on the inside. The
uh-huh.
Holy Spirit gives us new life, and we are not
yeah.
the same anymore. We are not reformed, we are not rehabilitated, we are not reeducated, we are recreated, amen? We are new creation,
amen.
We are God's new thing, amen? We are living in vital union with Christ.
Uh-huh.
God, at conversion, we are not merely turning over a new leaf, you all. We are beginning a new life under a new master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we're looking at scripture, God brings us back to himself, reconciles us. This is a new thing that God is doing. He do the old thing. He said, don't make no more sacrifices. I don't want that no more. I don't want that because I'm going to just keep doing it. I'm going to do a new thing. Hallelujah. So God brings us
Amen.
Back to himself. He reconciles us by blotting our sin and making us righteous. We are no longer God's enemies, you are, or strangers, or foreigners to him. When we trust in Christ, because we have been reconciled to God, we have the privilege of encouraging others to do the same. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you all, we have the ministry of reconciliation. Because God
yeah.
did a new thing. Amen. Jesus came
Amen.
To do a new thing. Amen. Hallelujah. They couldn't receive
Amen.
Jesus because they was looking for things to be done the way that they was used to things being done the old way. They were looking for a king to come rule over. But see, God was doing a new thing when he sent Christ, and they couldn't accept Christ because they couldn't accept the new thing that God was doing for the world.
My Lord,
my God.
Hallelujah.
When you accept God doing a new thing in your life. Will you accept God and doing a new thing in your life? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans 12:2, and I'm going to wrap up right here. Glory to God. I just thank God for doing a new thing in me. I remember when God called me into ministry. And if you know my story, just a little bit of it was 40 days and 40 nights with no food. It was God and the Holy Spirit. And I was ready for the new thing. I mean, I released everything. I gave it all over to God. I didn't even go to work. It was a wilderness experience. I shut everything down because I was ready for God to do a new thing in me. I opened myself up and I said, Lord, right now I receive whatever it is that you want to do. Hallelujah. Do whatever it is, Father God, that you want to do. I will be obedient to whatever it is that you're calling for me to do, Lord God. I was ready for God to do a new thing, and I was decreeing, declaring, and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ. But are you ready for God to do a new thing? Because God has already started a new thing. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know that God is doing a new thing? If you haven't looked around and seen the things that are going on in this world today, hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 12 and 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Everyone,
amen.
God is doing a new thing. God bless you. God keep you. May God be your strength. May you open up your heart. Hallelujah. May you bind your mind to Christ and receive the newness, amen, that God is doing in you to perfect you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Will that be one today? The doors of the church is open. The doors of the church is open. Will that be one today?
Amen. Amen. And there might be one today. If you have never received God into your life, if you have never prayed to have salvation, the doors of the church are open. If you have never prayed to have salvation, and you realize right now, in this moment right now, that you're living, that you're not saved, you know, this is the opportunity. This is the most important thing that a man or woman can do. You know, as a human being, this is the most important thing to be born again. We can't stress that enough. But this is the opportunity for every single one to come to the altar. Hallelujah for a prayer. We'll help you to pray this simple prayer. A simple prayer. Hallelujah. Can you imagine doing the most simplest thing that you can ever do as far as your life is concerned, not doing it, and you don't wake up, you know, in this land, but you wake up, you know, in eternity, but your eternity is not heaven, your eternity is hell. Hallelujah.
My God.
Will you come today? There may be one, hallelujah, that have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but you realize that you have not moved forward to the newness of God. We thank you, Apostle, for the message that was delivered to you. But you realize that the newness of God, hallelujah, is there, but you're going back to be the old man or the old woman. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Apostle Tawanina, we want to pray with you. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. We want to help you to get back on track. Hallelujah. Being back on fire for the Lord. Being back in that place where you're just receiving from the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we realize that things happen. Hallelujah. We know we can start out one way, and hallelujah, we know that things can happen in this world that can cause us to lose focus. That's the reason why God has members of the body of Christ, and we are members of the body of Christ.
Yes, God.
Will you press one? Will you come back to Jesus while you still have time? There might be one. There may be one that's needing deliverance. Hallelujah. You're needing deliverance. You're needing deliverance because there's something that's going on with your body. There's something going on with a member of you, of your family member or someone. Well, we're able to see things when we are delivered from things first. See, we have to be delivered from things first. Experience the goodness of the Lord. See, you can't stay in a place of not being delivered and then thinking something is going to show up. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Will you press one? It can be for a family member. It could be for a friend. It can be for a husband, a wife, child. Hallelujah. I want to lift up our child. She called this morning, and she had something that she was concerned about as far as her healing is concerned. Well, this is that place right there. This is that place.
Yes, we
there may be one. There may be others. There may be others. Hallelujah. That's in need of something right now. Hallelujah. See, that's our agreement. Will you come? Will you come?
Yes, Lord.
The doors of the church are open. Will you come? There may be one that's looking for a church home. My Lord, my God, we love you and we want you. We love you and we want you right here. Apostle Talmanik and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor. There is no time and no distance in spirit, so there is no time when it comes down to doing the work of God, being on one accord and being together. Believers come together all over the world. But we would love right here at the Gospel Public Ministries to be your shepherd. Will you come on? We want to love on you like God has shown us how. That's through the lenses of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we know how to love you. I know different people say that different things about love, but love is hallelujah. Love is being in the presence of God and receiving from God. That's what love is. Hallelujah. God is love. The Holy Spirit is love. Jesus is love. That's how we gonna love you. Will you come? Will you come? Amen. Father God, we thank you for every single body that was able to come to the altar. We thank you for those that had the desire to come, but maybe did not come at this time. You know every single heart, you know every single mind. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us already. You have blessed us already. But by faith, we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every single member and every single family member and every single one in New York, every single one in Chicago, every single one in Louisiana, even in Texas, every single one that's joined together right now in your presence, Holy Spirit. We recognize you.
Yes,
and because, Father God, when we recognize you, we recognize that we're right here in that place of favor, and we thank you for it. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, hallelujah, over every single body, hallelujah, at the sound of our voices. That they hear you, Father God, and they don't hear us, and they receive, Father God, from you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we just want to say thank you that you have blessed us in such a mighty way. We receive it right now by faith, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. God be the glory, and everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Manning. Amen. At this time, you're always going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App, we send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. If you need another method of sending over your tithes and offerings, give us a call on our church direct church line. It's 484-740-5075. You can reach us there. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring, hallelujah, much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings of spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Hallelujah. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit, his generous heart. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you bless all on today that give, oh God, those that intended to give, oh God, in their heart, oh God, that you restore, oh God, their stewardship, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. They, too, will be able to sow into the kingdom. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We love you. We thank you for loving us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all in your giving. And all that purpose your heart to give, and those who are already sent over, we thank you. We thank God for you. Amen. Our church announcement today here at the Gospel Public Ministry with Senior Pastor Apostle Talmanik Manning and Pastor Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah. Today is August 1st. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. August 1st, 2021. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us. Amen. And clothing us in our right mind. Hallelujah. Announcement today here, Monday. Our intercessory prayer, you always change it from 9 at night to 6 in the morning. We were trying it out. Didn't really work out well. I think a lot of us forgot to be on at 9. So we're going to start on Monday mornings off together at 6 a.m. So join us on our prayer line, which is at 732-434-2510. Again, that number is 732-434-2510, Central Standard Time. Wednesday's our Bible study here on our church church service line, the 845-277-9213 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us for Bible study. It's a good time of pouring in. We have time to just slow it down, you know, break down the scripture, answer any questions, receive any comments. Amen. We thank God for the pouring in. Amen. Receive the knowledge and wisdom of God's word so that we can apply it, so that we are more than just readers and hearers, but doers of the word of God. So join us at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Wednesday, Central Standard Time. Thursday, we have the show hosted by Apostle Tawanika Manny. Thank God. We're back on at 6 p.m. You are the show. It's every Thursday at 6 p.m. I haven't been on these last couple of weeks. I have been recovering. You all, I had a procedure done almost 2 weeks ago now, and I'm recovering good. So we thank God for positioning. Amen.
Amen.
Saturdays, we have our band lessons, you all, at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon. You all join us as we're talking about how do we receive the Bible? Where did the Bible come from? So we started our first lesson on this past Saturday, on yesterday. If you missed Saturday, you can always archive to catch up with us. So join us here at 845-277-9213 at 12 noon on Saturdays. And, of course, on Sundays, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're back in position. Amen. We thank God for restoration and healing. Glory to God. Me and Pastor Man, we're healing up good together. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to wish our very own minister, Lauren Green, a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Minister Green. We love you. We thank God for you. Let us open up Minister Green's mind. Happy birthday, Minister Green. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm just so happy and just so full of the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy blessed birthday. Glory to God. We are praying for you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you continue to bless our brother, oh God. We ask that you continue to pull him great and mighty, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless him, oh God. Give him supernatural blessings. Let him receive supernatural favor with you, Father God, and with mankind, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless his latter days, oh God, better than his beginnings, Father God. Lord, when you multiply, oh God, multiply him in your blessing, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we bless your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your son, your minister, oh God. Make him a minister of fire, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that's when you bless, oh God, bless him. And Lord, remember his family, oh God, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. It's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Minister Green, Minister Green, I'm sorry, we love you so much, and we thank God for you. We really, really enjoyed you last Sunday. We look forward to hearing more with God and pouring into you to give to the people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. God bless you all. Anybody else that's celebrating a birthday here in July, God bless you. I don't know everybody's birthday, but if you're celebrating a wedding anniversary, God bless your marriage, and God continue to bless you, increase you in love and patience for each other. May joy, may you all have joy, unspeakable joy, new eyes, amen, new words to each other, new ears to hear the sweetness of the voice, amen, of your voices, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We know in marriage we have our moments, but guess what? Love always brings us back together. Amen. It is love. If you built your marriage on love, the foundation, hallelujah, that God built the world on, which is love, then you will always be able to get back to that place of loving. Amen. Which is with forgiveness. So God bless you, keep you, strengthen you all. We love you and we thank God for you. I believe, I don't know if anyone else has a July birthday. My brother, his birthday was on the 5th. Happy birthday. He's not a member of this church or whatever church he's a member of. We want to wish him a happy birthday. And anyone else that's celebrating a birthday, family members and loved ones, happy birthday. Oh, my sister. Actually, too, my sister had a birthday this month as well. And so we're just excited. We have so many birthdays in the month of July. We have a big family. So happy birthday to all. Happy birthday. And also, you know, another announcement we have in October. If you're a new member of the Gospel Public Ministries and you have I'm not with the discipleship training class, we're going to be having those discipleship training classes. You also on October 19th. It will be once a month on a Tuesday night. And if that time doesn't work for you, we'll set up something where we can do a one-on-one with you. Amen. But we definitely want to have discipleship classes. Amen. So we all can have an understanding, and it's more important. I believe that's all we have, you all. Oh, August the 21st, we were supposed to have a show last night, but we didn't because I'm still recovering, you all. It's called You Better Know Better. So that show has been rescheduled for August 21st. Come out and support your pastor, your friend, your sister, your loved one, me, comedian T. Chantel. I will be performing August 21st. The show is called You Better Know Better. Hallelujah. So I'm looking forward to bringing the funny. You know, we all need a good laugh and have a good time. So come on out, get your tickets. Tickets are $25, and they'll be on a pre-sale at 20. Amen. So God bless you all, and you can call the 484 number 740-5075. God bless you. God keep you. And at this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing as we get ready to leave service today, but never leaving the presence of God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We bless you all here at the Gospel Public Ministries to Prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. Amen. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase inward, and it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Apostle, for the word that went forth. You know, God is doing a new thing. I received that. I definitely prayed that the Holy Spirit was able to touch every single ear and every single heart in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. So, I mean, if you do have an opportunity, we have 2 p.m. service coming up here today.
Yeah.
You know, we have a word that's going to be going forward. Some good news. Amen. So if you can, you know, come to 2 p.m. service. I'll be giving that word. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. Y'all have a great Sunday morning. Have a great Sunday morning. You know, stay right there in that place of expecting God's newness with that thing that he's doing. We love you here. God loves you more. Satan is defeated, and Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
That way.
in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I'm at least I breathe in, yeah. Get that.